You know what? You're right. I'm going to call my wife after this and tell her that. Hey, dude, so, babe, I was on stage. Yeah, it was going well, but this lady, this really classy lady in the back, she decided to give me, advice, and I'm going to come home and I'm going to eat your pussy. Hello? Hello?
Eating pussy is hilarious because...
like, we don't really know what we're doing, you know? We're just like, ha, you know? You see us, you know? We're like a crocodile. Waiting for a calf at the fucking... at the perfect time. This is what we're... You know what we're doing, dude? When guys eat pussy, you know what we're doing? This is exactly what we're doing down there. I swear to God, every guy. We don't know. We don't fucking know at all. You can't see because we're underwater. You know what I mean? Fucking yeah, you like that? Yeah. We're doing the Seinfeld song. Just you like that, huh? Fucking you like that? Sometimes I just fucking... Look, I haven't seen in a while. Just fucking... missed you. Hope this feels good, because I don't fucking know. Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, ba-dum.
Da 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 da.
It's like a face hugger, one of those fucking alien.
That's a fucking Seinfeld song.
Could you imagine if Jerry Seinfeld saw me do that bit? He'd be like, "Oh no, you're fucking awful. Never do stand up again. What's the deal with your stand up?" Try the Seinfeld song on your lady tonight. You know what I mean?
That's what I was like. Where are you going? I just started. You gotta go pee already? What's up with women, dude? They gotta go pee before. She'll be back. No, she's not taking a shit. Women don't shit. They pee and throw up only, okay? Fuck yeah, you do though, huh? Isn't that gross? I love it when women are like, ew. You know what I mean? That's so funny to me. Like, you don't suck dicks. You know what I mean? Like, you literally put pee is in your mouth. That's the grossest fucking thing. And a woman will be like, ew. Like, what are you talking about? You put the tip of a dick in the back of your throat and you go, ah. And what? It's gross. What's gross? What, that I didn't make the bed? Fuck you. You suck a penis. You go, ew, you laugh, ew, the bed is not made. Dude. How could you ever say ew? This is not my material. I will get into it. I'm just, Saskatchewan has brought it out of me, dude. Hey, there's a lot of f*** here, huh? You can just tell by walking around and looking, right? You go, I'm gonna go get a coffee. You step outside, you go, oh, never mind. I'm not gonna do that. Some guy just asked me for $100 for no reason. I'm like, start smaller, dude. Hey, can I have $100? What the fuck, is this a game show, dude? I'm just trying to get coffee. Never mind, dude. Yeah, there's a lot of fucking... you could tell that there's drugs out here, bro. Just, you really can. Just by, like... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even need to see people on drugs. You go, yeah, this place has a druggy vibe. You know? Like, it's... it's too much gray. You know?
Then I was at the fucking Cactus Club, you know that place? Every Cactus Club has all the hottest chicks, but then that's where they are, though. They're all right there, you know? Where the fuck are they coming from? Then you walk out of Cactus Club and people are like, that's that.
Give me $100. That's that.
Cactus Club, you have some fucking big teeth fucking hourglass figure bringing you some fucking ahi tuna. Here you go. Thank you very much. Wow, this place isn't that bad. Let's leave.
Give me $100.
It's fucking gross as shit outside. Are you making the women in Cactus Club? What's happening?
It was weird. I was in, I got in the elevator today and there was just the dog in there. Like, what the fuck is wrong with Regina? Where's that dog live? What the fuck? Dog was just sitting, just. I was like, what? Where's the person in here? I don't like when motherfuckers bring their dogs places, you know? Keep that shit at a park or inside, you know? Don't be like on a plane with a dog, you fucking asshole, yeah? I don't care. I know. It's heartless, but dude, you know, it's got no clothes on. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's fucking weird. Oh, fine. I'm doing it too then. Fuck it. If you're gonna.
Dude, that's so funny. You're gonna act like a tough guy. There's fucking 1,000 people out there. But you don't know who said it.
Hey, we got you, boy. We got you.
You got who? Me or him? I'm just like, yeah, they got me. He's like, nah, man. Fuck that. I'm his friend. Watch your mouth. That's hilarious. This guy says, shut the fuck up. And that guy goes, who said that? Like, what are you gonna do? Go down there? Oh, fuck, man. Hey, oh, fuck. Actually, can I get a beer? Fucking, who said it? Who was it?
Comedy! You're doing it. Let's go!
What are you talking about?
Shut up!
Dude, now two guys want you to shut up. Relax, I got this, bro. I'll talk. You don't talk. I'll talk. And this guy goes, keep it moving. You're the only one making it not move, dude. I'm moving it. I'm moving it. Everyone's laughing. We're all having a good time. I gotta keep it moving. You keep it not moving. Remember when I was making fun of you? Everyone's laughing so hard. That's not because of you. That's because of me. Because you fucked it up. I made it better. You know what I mean?
A lot of female comedians will start when they're in their 30s. It's hilarious, dude. Dude, it's so funny because it's like, you know, guys will stop looking at them and then they'll be like, I'll get on stage and you'll have to. You know what I mean? I know, dude. I know. It's sad, but it's funny. That's funny. You know what I mean? Fuck it. I'll force them to look at me. So anyway, do you know how they make a mimosa? What they do is, they gotta look at me now. I was at Target the other day. I should, you know, my friends say I'm funny.
That's women when they get to be 33.
Stand-up comedy for no reason at all. You're just a person. Just, hey, I'm funny all of a sudden. Remember when I told that meandering story at brunch? Remember? That'd be fucking hilarious. It's basically a special. I'm 34. I could do it. I got a funny joke about mimosas. There's some fucking... This'll kill! Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have another of kids.
Another of kids? Are you a fucking alien dressed up as a lady? Because that's not English. Yes, I have another of kids. Abort. We are made. Get into the UFO. It's an IFO to me. I know exactly what it is.
Get quick, get in the identified flying object. We're made, we're made. I fucked up and I said I have a
you know what? That sentence was so fucked up, I can't even think of it again. What was it? I have another of kids or some shit? Some Gerard Depardieu shit? This is crazy. I have another of kids. And that is a beautiful thing about America, you know? Beautiful thing about it is that you have a kid, right? And then you have another of kids. The first marriage, you have a kid, and then the second marriage, you have another of a kids. And you live happily ever after in Casper. In Casper, Wyoming.
Oh no, I fucked up. We will go to Earth and we will take it over. World domination. Put on this 65-year-old lady suit. Play it cool. Zerzanork, play it cool. We're going to take it over. We're going to... we are going to start with taking over the world. We're going to start with comedy shows in Casper, Wyoming. You're going to be so confused. You're going to think you're seeing a play. You're not. Yes, it looks like West Side Story up there, but it is a comedy show. Zerzanork, do you li- are you listening to me, Zerzanork? Yes, 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 I have another of kids. No, 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 no. You passed Earth English. Do not fuck this up.
So did you mean you have you had kids and then you had more kids, or what? What did you mean? Only because I'll lose sleep now when I fucking... What did that lady mean? What the fuck? Another of kids? What did you mean? She died. She died. Rest in peace. Of old age. And it's okay.
And her last words... Here lies the fucking lady. Her last words, another of kids.
Her kids are at the grave just like so sad. And then they're like, who the fuck are those other kids? What do you mean? You're the another of kids she's always been talking about.
What? It's
true. It's true. What's true? None of this is true. You didn't die. You can't just say it's true. And she said she wanted to be a comedian. This is completely fictitious. It's true. I am dead. You have two families or what?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah? Fuck yeah, dude. What? How very Italian male of you. So you... Hey, we're gonna... Hey, here's... I need to go on a witness... You're in a witness protection program! You dress up as an old lady, you change your name, you go to Casper, Wyoming. Nobody needs to know. You gotta leave your family behind. Which one? The both of them. Fuck. I'm gonna miss Carmine so much. You feel me, bro?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, that's it. That's the war cry.
Yes! Yes! Fuck! What if he does? Fuck you, wife! And he just punches her in the face. Fuck, he's right! Fuck it! Whose wife needs a punching? Oh my god, sir, no. Your face hurts?
Yes.
Better start punching, bro. Your face hurts from laughing, I assume, right? So it's just somebody just fucking pinching the shit out of it. Ah, my face!
face hurts. Oh, well, I'm doing well, huh? No, some asshole keeps pinching me. It's from behind. He, like, scoops around and pinches, and I don't...
Your face hurts already, dude? It's 10 minutes in the show. How fat is your fucking face? Do some calisthenics. Wake up every morning and go, one, two, one, two, one, two. 4 minutes in the show, he's like, ha! Oh, I'm gonna be sore! Just a fat fucking face, dude. Fuck yeah, we love it, bro. Thank you very much for saying that. That makes me feel good that I hurt your face.
If you like that, check this out.
You know what we're gonna do? We're just gonna break this guy. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make him laugh. He's just gonna, in the middle of the show, he's gonna be like, ah, ah, ah. His fucking brain.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, bro.
You don't get out much, huh? Like this guy. Fuck yeah. Like the brain. Laughing isn't enough. He took a beat and just goes, man. Like I'm singing the national anthem or some shit. Oh, man. Yes. Fuck yeah.
What?
That's crazy. Are you watching the Oscars on your phone or something? That's insane. To have that reaction a beat later, everything that you do is a beat late. You know that, right? The joke's well over. Oh! My face hurts! Just always a beat late, making love to his wife, just, oh, 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 thanks, honey. I couldn't wait to get to that part. What if, like, in a few seconds he says, hey, wait a minute! That's my wife you're talking about!
What about me looks like a Ford F-150?
Big bottom, little top. A Ford F-150, come on, man.
What, you don't like the Ford F-150? Or you do like the Ford F-150? I look like a Ford F-150? Like, what are you talking about? This guy just, like, loves the movie Transformers and he can't stop.
Dude, you know, all jokes aside, I can see how you'd be a Ford F-150. Roll out, bro. You look like a Ford F-150. Dude, I've been doing this for 19 years. That's the worst heckle I've ever gotten in my life. You look like a Ford F-150. That's hilarious. You look like a Ford F-150. That's just like an R&B song from the 90s.
You're like a Ford F-150. I fucking ride you all night.
What about me looks like a Ford F-150?
Big bottom, little top.
Big bottom, little top, dude. That's my balls. I sit on them, man. Fuck yeah, little top. They call me little top. Ford tough. Guys, get in. Who's that guy? I can barely see him. That's because it's my top you're looking at. Let me open the door. Fucking balls. Big top, little bottom, bro. Why are you talking about my figure, bro?
I apologize.
You apologize? No, come on, man. Or tough.
That's what I was like. Where are you going? I just started. You gotta go pee already? What's up with women, dude? They gotta go pee before.
She'll be back. No, she's not taking a shit. Women don't shit. They pee and throw up only, okay? They pee and throw up only. That's how it goes, dude. I don't want to think of my woman shitting. Dude. Fuck yeah, you do though, huh? Isn't that gross? I love it when women are like, ew, you know what I mean? That's so funny to me. Like, you don't suck dicks. You know what I mean? Like... You literally put penises in your mouth. That's the grossest fucking thing. And a woman will be like, ew. Like, what are you talking about? You put the tip of a dick in the back of your throat. And you go, ah. And what? It's gross. What's gross? What, that I didn't make the bed? Fuck you. You suck a penis. You go, ah, ah. Ew, the bed is not made. Dude, How could you ever say ew? This is not my material. I will get into it. I'm just, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan has brought it out of me, dude.
Babies cry every single day. My son has cried every single day for 3 years. Every day. For 3 years of his life. And it's crazy because over the last 3 years, I've cried every single day, okay? And yeah, yeah. For different reasons, you know? He's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, I want my f-ing career back. So, what do you know about pain, man? Eat your Cheerios. Your life is chill. You don't even wear pants half the time. You just wear diapers and a Triceratops shirt. That's your outfit. That's a chill outfit.
Yeah. What?
I got a shirt for you. You want it?
I probably not. You know what I mean?
It's a banana taking its shell off. You want it?
It's a banana taking its shell off?
I bought it specifically for you.
You bought it specifically for me? What? Well, what about me screams banana taking a shell off?
I don't know, it's funny as f**k. I thought you were funny as f**k.
Honestly, you remind me of a shirt is the sh**est compliment, I think. You want to give it to me after?
Appreciate it.
Dude, you're so drunk. You didn't even respond. You want to give it to me after?
Appreciate it. It's a banana coming out of a shell. It reminded me of you.
Okay, you, yeah, come here. And then that'll be that. Yeah, come up here. Put it on the stage, and then I'll look at it, and I'll, because I'm sure people are curious about what the f- I gotta be honest, I really hope that I can follow this shirt. Like, I hope that you guys don't laugh so hard at the shirt that I'm for the next 50 minutes, you know? I'm just up here, you guys are like, man, I don't know, he couldn't follow that shirt. That shirt is hilarious. It was a shell, and bananas don't even have shells.
I'm wearing the same one.
Oh, you're wearing the same one. All right, cool. So we're gonna be like twins?
For sure.
For sure? Oh, you look different than I thought you would, dude. I thought you were gonna be ugly. You're kind of a nice guy, right? You're a good-looking dude, right? I know, you sound like an ugly guy, though. He sounds like an ugly guy. It's very pleasant, though. It's good. So that's nice, so that when you walk up, you go, oi! I got a shirt for you. And then you walk up and you're like, you know, it's nice. It's very nice. So let's look at this shirt. And then I'll get into the show, okay? Oh, I get it, dude.
There's a banana coming out of it.
It's got, because it's blocked, it's like the dick is censored. The dick is censored. So that's cool.
Wear that, nowhere. I'll wear this nowhere.
I love how you're wearing it now. Are you on a date right now?
Yes.
What'd she have on? The same thing, but with it blocked over this, too?
She's sexy.
She's sexy? Is that you saying that? Who said she's sexy, by the way?
I think she's sexy.
What's that?
I think she's sexy.
How the f*** can you see her? She's all the way back there. I can't see him or her at all.
Sexy.
Are you with them? Or are you just sitting there and voted you out, or what?
Know.
No. No. Sometimes people do not know. No. You sound like a f-ing crazy lady. I'm psychic, I swear. I'm psychic.
This shirt, bro.
Put it on.
No.
He'll look at me and he'll go like this. Bardar. And like, no. You know what I mean? Right? Like, it pisses me off because I want to be like, hey, come on. You know, right? Like, I can't be like mad at him because that'll fuck him up later on in life, you know? But I'm not gonna do what my wife does, which is like, ooh, you're like this. So I find the middle ground and I just look at him and this is what I do. I go like this, huh? I feel like that's good. But then he goes like this, bardar. Like, I'm the fucking asshole. Like, go to your room and study and come back with different syllables at least.
It's way easier to be a white guy in the world. Well, you know, historically, right? Like, the last year got a little bit tougher to be a white guy. It's the truth. You know how you can tell? You're saying you can tell. A lot of white guys are in the media right now saying stuff like this. No, that's not how I meant it. You know what's definitely changed for white guys? You gotta keep your dick in your pants way more. Way more. Almost always. You should wait until a girl says something like, can I see it? Definitely. And then even still, it wouldn't hurt to be like, can you repeat yourself, please? Yeah, you gotta keep your dick zipped up, man. I keep my dick in my pants, always. I piss my pants. I don't give a fuck. It's gross, but I'd rather hear ew than clink. You know what I mean? I ain't going to jail. Shit is real out there. You gotta be careful. Even in romantic situations, you gotta be careful. Make sure to take your dick out just a second at a time to make sure it's all good. Yep, just like zzz, one Mississippi, boom. How you feeling? Are you uncomfortable? I have some Powerade if you'd like. Just like some crudité and Powerade, let's experience the second, shall we? Here we go. Zzz, one Mississippi, two. Uh-oh, run, she's tweeting.
I'm at the point where right now getting my son in the car and getting my mom in the car is the same level of difficulty. Right? Like, at least with Calvin, I know how to do it. Like, I'm like, come on, buddy, we gotta go. And he's like, good luck. And I just gotta grab him and strap him in sideways, right? When I get my mom to go, it's like, she's like, gotta prove she could do it by herself, but also can't, but really wants to and won't accept help, but absolutely needs help and is super aggressive to me and also yelling, okay? Like, this is how it happens every time. I'm like, Ma, we gotta go. And this is what she does. She goes like this. Okay, wait, Christopher, wait, wait. Okay, wait, Christopher, wait, wait. Christopher, wait, wait. Christopher, okay, I see. Christopher, wait, wait. And by the way, we're still near the couch. Like, we're not even outside. Calvin's already strapped in, just like, how come she doesn't know how to do this yet? Dude, so grab the inside handle of the car. Who the fuck grabs that? That's for dry cleaning only, okay? She'll grab it and just lower herself. Wait, wait, Christopher, wait. Even when she's fully extended, there's still like a foot of space where she has to let go and hope for the best. And every time she does, she lets go, she makes eye contact with me. It's like the end of Die Hard. She's like.
My mom is really, she's like always been like a little bit too much on the overprotective side. My whole childhood up until now, this is what she says on the phone always. She never doesn't say this. She'll say, are you wearing a jacket? Put on a jacket. I'm like, Ma, it's August. I just woke up. Like, put a jacket on. I have it on. Put on another one. You never know. I said, or what? This is what she says. Are you going to catch a chill? Dude, who f***ing cares? You know what happens when you catch a chill? This is what happens when you catch a chill. You go like this. That's it. You don't go to hell.
I don't like that fucking Jason Momoa does that shit with like 40 other Jason Momoas outside of movie theaters. You know what? It's their culture, dude. We draw the line there. That's not cool. You know what? I don't give a fuck. Here's the deal. I think culture's great. Have your culture. Live your culture. And it's beautiful. That's great. But here's the deal. If you do your culture in annoying areas at annoying times, I get to be pissed off about it, okay? Like, dude, I grew up Catholic. That'd be like if I was at the bank just, I came here to make a deposit. Just with the collection plate, trying to fit it in the thing. Thank you very much. At the Dairy Queen, just like, I'll take vanilla forever and ever with chocolate sprinkles on it. Chocolate sprinkles are the only acceptable toppings on ice cream. Fuck all these goddamn ice cream places with the goddamn toppings on it. Who the fuck's eating Swedish fish on ice? You know what I mean? You get chocolate sprinkles, that's it. I don't like when people are just like, ooh, in hyper uppercut right there, dude. Just like, oh yeah, I'll get shredded paper. I'll get the shredded paper. We watch a bunch of Netflix, and then we stop watching Netflix the day Netflix cut me out of a bunch of shit. Listen, it was a woke move, but it was a business move, and for that, I understand. But let me just tell you one thing about it, all right? One of the things that Netflix cut me out of was an episode of a TV series, and another person in another episode of that same TV series was Caitlyn Jenner. Now listen, all right? I don't know if you know this, but Caitlyn Jenner fucking killed someone, okay? She killed someone. She killed someone. Google it. She killed someone! And she's in the thing and I'm not in the thing! Dude, she killed someone. She ran a dude over. That guy died, he's still dead. His family's sad, so sad. And she's in the thing and I'm not in the thing! Listen, we all make mistakes, but hers was murder. And she's in the thing and I'm not in the thing! Just make it make sense.
If you're gonna cancel people, definitely cancel the murderers. He's a beautiful boy, but he wakes up like a demon. It's awesome. And I know when I say that, it sounds creepy because obviously I'm watching him sleep, but it's not creepy, okay? And I'll tell you why. It's pure as like they're sleeping, they don't have a care in the world. Like I'm an adult, I have fucked up dreams, okay? For real. But he doesn't have fucked up dreams. He has beautiful dreams, you know? Just like lizard or whatever. One single lizard. A lizard driving a truck, you know? But when he wakes up like a demon. Like, it's hilarious. Like, I'll watch him sleep, and this is how he wakes up. Every morning, I'm watching him sleep, and he wakes up like this. I'm like, dude, how do you even know where I am? Like, as an adult, when you wake up, well, like, half the time, you're like, where am I? This kid is like, not only do I know where I am, I know where you are, too. I have fucked up dreams, okay? For real. I had a dream the other day that I was in the Ukraine, and it was up to me, all right? And... yeah, and I died. I failed immediately, too. I ran out, and I had good guns, and I just got shot up, okay? And as I was bleeding out, I took my last breath, and I opened my eyes, and there was a Russian standing above me, and he looks down at me, and he goes like this. Yep. And you know what? Yeah, okay? And by the way, I don't agree with that. I don't think you should say that word, but that was my subconscious. You can't be mad at me. I even woke up, and I was like, no, we don't say that. Like, I don't, dude. I love gays, okay? Pride is my favorite month. Like, dude, I drive down Hollywood Boulevard. I see all those rainbows. I'm like, that's not annoying at all. Like, I'm into it, okay? I drove by a dentist's office with a rainbow on it the other day. I went in, I made an appointment, and I was cool about it, getting my teeth done. But while I was doing it, the Russian in my head was like, this dentist is big fat. And you know what? I don't agree with that. I don't think you should say that, even if you are the Russian in my head, okay?
I can't have Calvin grow up to be a weirdo. Like in 20 years, he's that weirdo in the back of the bar, just facing the wall, you know what I mean? Just hanging out, smoking in dim light with a ponytail, just eavesdropping on people's conversations. Well, you know how it used to be in 2020. Like, sir, why are you wearing no pants and a Triceratops shirt? Bardar. Just looking for my Bardar people. They don't wear pants. They just wear diapers and a Triceratops shirt. That's my favorite dinosaur. I'm 40. I have a favorite dinosaur. What's your favorite dinosaur, sir? Sir? Where are you going? I have such a deep need for acceptance in my life. I didn't know about this, but I do. I struggle with it. Ever since as early as I can remember. And doing all this therapy and going to rehab, that all helped me figure it out. And it's a journey, you know? I want people to like me so much, and there's good ways to cope with it and bad ways to cope with it. I was telling this to my therapist, you know, she was helping me uncover it. And then she said to me, well, you know, that's no surprise you're a comedian. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, it just tracks with you, you know? Like, it makes sense. I know you think you like to do stand-up because you like to make people laugh, and you do, and that's great. When people laugh, that means that they accept you, and you need that. And that's when I was like, you're a f***ing bitch. This whole time, I thought I did stand-up to make people laugh. Turns out, I do it to make sure I don't cry. That blew my mind. Because it's true. And I'm exploring this with my therapist, and we're talking about it. And she's like, what's the earliest memory that you felt either unaccepted or scared? And I was like, for as long as I remember, ever since a little kid, I would walk into a room, and I would think, people don't like me. I have to win them over. And she was like, you think everybody in the room that you walk into doesn't like you? And I say, to be honest, yeah. And she says, man, that's a bad tape to be playing over and over in your head. I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, these people in the room, they might not like you, but they also might like you. They might not, you know, like your comedy. They might be fans. They might not know your comedy. Hell, they might not even know you walk into the room. And that's when I was like, they know when I walk into the room. But again, that's my ego talking, because I'm scared that the people in the room won't accept me. It's the truth. And you know what? Like I said, there's good ways to cope with it and bad ways to cope with it. It's not so bad being a comedian. It's kind of awesome. You know, I didn't have to feel my feelings. I could go on stage. I make people laugh, and I got stuff for it. Money, fame. You know the worst kind of people nowadays that think that they matter more than they actually matter, hands down? People that work out and won't shut the fuck up about it. I cannot stand this shit. Bang, 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 click, click, reload, bang, bang, bang. Can't stand it. Work out, go home. You don't matter that much, okay? Who the fuck are you inspiring? That's what I want to know, right? These dudes would be like, you know what? I used to weigh 90 pounds, but now through hard work, determination, perseverance, never backing down, not stopping, remaining focused, never veering off track, not looking over my shoulder, never dying, no days off. Now I got bigger muscles. Okay. You know what? Eat dicks, okay? Eat all the dicks you see around.
Apologizing for comedy, man. I've listened to way too much Tupac to apologize for this comedy. You know, you laugh, but you can learn something from a guy like Tupac, right? He had so much confidence. That's the thing. If you have that much confidence, then people will just buy that that's you, and they're not going to change your mind, right? Like, I don't have that much confidence. I'm working towards it, but sometimes in the face of adversity, I will fold immediately. Especially in a casual setting. Like, if I'm at a party and somebody brings up some real they're like, hey, you know what's bad? Abortion. I'll be like, oh, yeah. Whatever gets me out of this conversation the quickest. Then right away, somebody could come up to both of us and be like, hey, you know what's awesome? Abortion. And I'll be like, ah, good point.
I know. It'll get good, guys. Relax. It'll get good. Just keep in mind, this is a facade, okay? Oh, no. What if I fuck it? Plagiarize. Fucking plagiarize. I'm just kidding. That made me so nervous. I thought I was going to owe the club $10,000. Dude, I'm like the Fonzie of comedy. Hey, fucking bam, fixed. 30% of the on Hulu has Gordon Ramsay in it. Now, it's like entirely too much Gordon Ramsay. By the way, how the fuck has Gordon Ramsay not been canceled yet, for real? Like, he's a dick on 11 TV shows, and they've all been on a decade. Like, you have the footage, get him. Every episode is the same. He'll walk into someone's kitchen that isn't his, and he'll just be like, all right, who the fuck is in charge here? And then the guy in charge will come out and he'll be like, hey, it's me. And then Gordon Ramsay will like take two pieces of bread and like put it on the guy's ears. And it'll be like, you're a f***ing bologna sandwich, mate. Dude, and the guy will be like, you're right, I have been a bologna sandwich. Like, how's that okay? That's assault. If I started doing that at 6 p.m., by 6:05, TMZ would be like, ka-ka-kang. Disgraced comedian Chris D'Elia resurfaces, and this time he's putting bread on people's faces. There'll be a hashtag trending on Twitter like, we're not all bologna sandwiches. Another white guy with his privilege. I can't get canceled again. Dude, if I got canceled again, at that point I'd have to be like, fuck it, I'm trans. He'll look at me and he'll go like this. I'm Dada. Yeah, and he's not Dada, okay? And I think that he knows that it irks me because, like, he does it with, like, his chest. Like, he's looked at me and he's gone like this. I'm Dada. Like, yeah, like he's doing one of those, what is it, the haka dances that, like, Jason Momoa does with 40 other Jason Momoas with no shirts on at the fucking movie premieres. You know what I'm talking about? That's just the fucking, I'm Dada. Like, that's how, there's two babies behind him, he's Dada, Where'd you guys come from? We met at the park. This is the same, that's the same guy three times, if you think about it, right here. This is this guy in the multiverse, all those other guys. This is that guy and that guy in the multi. This is like the Cro-Magnon men of that guy. Just coming out of the water like this. And then he started fucking like this. And then the last guy's just got the walk down, you know? He's Homo erectus, right? And he's just homo. And so
it's so weird to get mad at a comedian for what we say. It's actually the weirdest. Do you know why? We're joking. We made the whole thing up, okay? We didn't mean it. But this is the best part about that to me. You paid us to say it. Do you know how fucked up that is? Here's how you really realize how fucked up it is. Imagine it all sped up. Like, it usually takes time to get offended at a comedian at his show. You buy the ticket a month in advance and you're like, oh, I can't wait to see you. You watch a show. During the whole show, you're just, ha, 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 you know? And then they say one thing, and you're like, I don't know about the one part, but. Then you leave, you're in a good mood, and you get home, fall asleep, you wake up the next day, and you're like, that one thing bothers me, blog, right? That's how it happens. But imagine it all sped up. Imagine you could walk up to a comedian, and you're like, hey, comedian, I'd like for you to say something. Here's some of my money for you to say it. And then the comedian's like, okay, blah, blah. And then you're like, you know what? Go f*** yourself. Like. By the way, here's my problem with the X-Men movies before I move on, okay? There's so many X-Men movies. They don't show all the mutants that would be in the world. They only show the badass mutants like Wolverine or guys who could fly, all right? If mutants were in the world, there would be the mutants that got the raw end of the deal mutant-wise. Like, there would be the guy with that power that's just like, yeah, no, I know, it sucks, but that's my power. I just know when people want to see my dick. That's what I know. And that, dude, I would love to see that guy's origin story. Just like, can I go on one mission, please? Professor X is like, why the f*** would I take you on a mission? How does that help us against Magneto? Why the f***? I gave you a uniform, right? And what did you do with it?
Yeah, I cut out the area in case.
How does that help? Last mission, you was flopping everywhere. And hit Beast in the eye. He has pink eye. That's bad. How does that help us against Magneto? I have a guy who could take off his glasses, laser beam the whole enemies. We go home in 3 minutes. Why the f*** would I take you?
I don't know. The only thing I know for sure. So you definitely don't want to see my right now.
I thought about this. I think I never did drugs because my parents never forced me not to. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how you get your kids to do drugs, for sure. You look at them and you say, f***ing, hey! Don't do drugs! Because then your kid's like, what's that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good idea, mom and dad, yeah. Yeah, I'll be right back from not trying all those drugs. My parents did it differently. This is how they would do it. They'd look at me and they'd be like, look, we don't want you to do drugs. Drugs are out there, but obviously we can't stop you because you're your own person. So all we ask is, if you do try them, be safe about it. And then I would be like, I want to disobey you, but I don't know what it is you don't want me to do. Give me a rule so I can be naughty. My mom's nice, dude. She's a nice lady, man. If you saw my mom, you'd be like, that's a nice lady. You know how you know she's nice? Because she stands like this, dude. That's how nice ladies stand. The closer together you are, the nicer you are, right? That's why a stands like this. One time I saw a really nice lady and she was standing like, I was like, what's wrong? She's like, I gave too much. Some people like getting offended. They do. I will never apologize for some shit I say on stage, ever, okay? It's our job as comedians to push the envelope in a funny way. If we don't, then we don't know where the line is, and then the comedy is going to be corny as shit. Sometimes it's up to us to do a joke that we think is funny, but technically it's like a racist joke, okay? And you know what? We'll do it anyway. And sometimes not only will the audience not laugh, but they'll literally be like, nah. And then we got to double up and be like, uh-huh, swear to God. We can't out and be like, just kidding, black people don't take too long across a crosswalk. They f***ing do. And if you think that's racist and not funny, go f*** yourself, all right? Listen, I'd rather be a strong racist than a bitch ass mother. Hey, and that's not true. You know why? Because it was a joke. You see how it works?
You know, when the shit hits the fan, you got an option. You can either grow or die. That's it. There's no in between. For me, in therapy, I have to use the tools I learned to try and play catch up in my life because I wasn't a real person until very recently, you know? This happened the other day. I was in the kitchen and my wife was there too, okay? And she's doing her own thing and she goes like this, where are the light bulbs? And just immediately anger searing through my body, right? Because you know why? Because yo, you live there, do you know what I mean? And I wanted to be, this is what I wanted to be. When she said, where are the light bulbs? I immediately wanted to say, hey, why don't you fucking look? Like that's what I wanted to do. And I know that's wrong, but I wanted to do it so bad, okay? Dude, I'm getting mad now even just thinking about it. But like, if I invited you guys over to my house right now and I was like, hey, everybody, find the light bulbs, 20 of you would find them immediately. You don't even live there, okay? She's been there for years and years and years and years. So she says, where are the light bulbs? I caught myself. I didn't say shit, but I couldn't help it. And I went like this. And I pointed to where they are. And then she goes like this, oh my God. But that's when I was like, ah, oh, I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm me. And then behind her, my son peeked out and said, I'm Dada. And you know what? My son is awesome, dude. He's not that good at talking. He's really good for his age at talking. And honestly, that's not f***ing good enough, okay? Like, he needs to get better immediately. Like, it's been 3 years. I know it's only been 3 years, but also it's been three f***ing years, right? Like, get it together. Like, this is real life. You have to be... Like, he'll come out and he'll be like, hey, Dada. And I'll be like, what's up? And then he's like, how do you, pissing? Like, dude, it ends with pissing. That's a failure. The other day he said the word actually, which is insane. Like for, you're three and you're saying the word actually. That's actually a chicken is what he said. And I was like, wow. And then I looked and it wasn't even a chicken, you know? So that's a fail too, right? The only reason why you should have a twisty mustache is if you're with three other people who also have a twisty mustache and you're all singing the same song, okay? That's a barbershop quartet. I don't like people with that mustache because they walk in, whenever they walk in a room, they have that energy where they're just like, oh, is anybody gonna, you know? And you always succumb too. You're like, oh, that's so cool. So cool, you got that mustache. Fuck. I said that.
You said, oh my fucking God? Like in a good way, or is shit going wrong for you, or what?
Oh my God, my wife is having an affair.
Just on the phone? Why you say it? Because you like it or you don't like it?
It's amazing.
It's amazing? Dude, your voice is awesome. Oh my God. Is it good or bad? It's amazing. Oh, the laugh.
yeah, bro, you know? If you don't know, now you know. That's it. If you don't know, now you know. And then the next part, and then the next part. No, bro, you can't see. Or maybe you can, I can't see. But half white. Half white? You have to be half black to say it. Half white, oh, and half black? No, half Indian. Just racist, full racist. Half white, half Indian, and I say the N-word. What are you, half white and half what?
Half black.
All right.
Light-skinned.
You, light-skinned it, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it'd be weird if you were really dark, you know what I mean? I don't feel like nobody would believe you. Yes, I am half white. Really? Yes. You're so dark. My father was white.
What?
Ooh, have you been to Africa?
Hell no.
That's where the white part came in right there. Hell no. No, me, I have never been. I told you, I am half white. Why not, bro?
Okay, get the passport.
If you were white.
Says here you're, says here you're half white. What is that mixed with? Black? No, sorry. Who is black, your mom or your dad? Even though we know the answer.
My dad's black.
Your dad's black? Hell yeah, dude. And your mom's white.
My mom's white, but she's black.
So she's half black too. You don't really understand this, huh? Everybody's half black that I've met. How'd they meet? When did they meet?
Before I was born.
Oh yeah? Oh, so you're the guy that happened to. I've always wanted to meet somebody. Before I was born, my parents met. You're trying to act like it's an old fable, like an old story, trying to be more interesting than it is. Before I was born was when my parents met. Before I was born, dude! Dude, this is why you can't get a passport. You can't answer a simple question. He's like, all right, here, and sex? The guy's like, with you? No. You think I'm dumb? My parents met before I was born, motherfucker. Fuck out of here, man. What do you do for a living?
I make music.
Uh-huh. What kind?
Hip hop.
So you're good at rhyming or what? You ever be in the cypher and shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cypher here in Brea or where?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. See, that's the thing. Rappers will be like, I don't give a fuck. I'll rap anywhere. Like, that's not that impressive. You're rhyming. You know what I mean? Cars, bars. Nobody's gonna be like, but you're here at church, you know? I told you anywhere. I'll rap fucking anywhere, man. For those of you that don't know what a cypher is, it's when you go, what's a cypher? It's when you freestyle with a bunch of motherfuckers, right?
Yeah, facts.
Facts, facts. Did you ever do that one rap where you go, hey, and you say something and everyone else is like, oh! Do you ever do that? Are you that good?
Of course.
Hell, fuck yeah, dude. What kinds of things rhyme to make them do that?
Punchlines.
Yeah. Punchlines, yeah. Wish I had more of those. You're the man, dude. Well, good luck to you, you know?
Thank you. You're the man too, man.
You just rhyme the word with the same word. You're the man too, man. Oh shit, give me a notebook, man. Oh shit, I'm gonna forget that. Give me my iPhone 4, man. Where can we look you up?
At @richuno__.
Hey. Underscore, huh? Looks like you're not the only one.
What's your name, bro?
They call me Uno.
No, what did they call you? How are you two races, but your name is Uno? Sounds to me you're Dos. This guy's the most confusing motherfucker, dude. What's your name that your f***ing fake parents gave you?
Richard.
I get why they call you Uno then, bro. Not even Richie or anything, just f***ing straight up Richard. Why they call you Uno? Why they call you Uno? This is gonna be so stupid, dude. Come on. Dude, you can tell by the way you like it.
Because I'm the only one.
You think you're the only half white, half black guy? You're not even one. You're half a one. You're half a one for both. Because I'm the only one. Dude, you made that name up. It's not like your friends were like, damn, we got to figure something out for him. We can't just call him Richard. You know we can't just call him Richard. This motherfucker is the only one. Yeah, but it's like, we can't call him the only one. It's like English isn't good enough for him. And your dad was like, Uno. What's your favorite card game?
So why was my dumb ass about to yell it?
If you didn't have awareness there and said Uno really loud and halfway through realized it, I would have probably had to piss and shit my pants, dude. And just left it there and stood and watched you guys and just been like, this is the end of the world. Because that would have been amazing.
Because a weird kid is okay. It's cute, right? But if you don't nip that shit in the bud as their parents, they grow up to be weird adults, that dude doesn't get invited to Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I mean? I can't do that shit. I can't have Calvin be that way. Like, there was a weirdo kid in my elementary school. He was made fun of. I was the ringleader. And so but we made fun of him. And whenever we would make fun of him, he would go like this. Fuck you. Like this. Just like this. And like, we would always do it. And nobody told him it was the wrong way. And then we would keep laughing. And then he would just be like, really? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Always fucking himself. Nobody told him. It was too funny. Weird ass kid, okay? But then that kid grew up, and if, like, nobody ever told him, and he's just, like, 40 now at his job, like, fuck this, I'm going home early. That's a weirdo. You don't want to hang out with that motherfucker. Fuck weirdos. I don't like weirdos. I don't like weirdos at all. As a matter of fact, fuck weirdos, okay? No, I don't like weirdos. Be regular. I can't stand it, dude. I can't. There's that whole notion, too, where people are like, let your inner weirdness shine. Be the real you. Don't be the real you, okay? Be regular. I don't like that shit. The people with the twisty mustaches! Cut the sides! Go to Austin. Get the fuck out of here, okay?
Recently, I was working out. I was at the gym. That's how I get so fucking jacked. Nah, I'm not. Nah. My legs are thin. I'm not proportionate. Like, I get my upper body is bigger. Like, I feel like I look like a genie coming out of a bottle. Do I get three wishes? I'm like, nah, I just got this weird body, you know? So I was working out, and this guy was working out next to me, and he was a white guy, okay? But also, he was pasty. You know white guys that are so pasty that if you were to smack them that hard anywhere on their body, they would immediately turn bright pink, right? Like, fuck those kinds of guys. I don't like those kinds of guys. Like, it's not his fault, but it is, you know? Like, hey, guy, don't be pink, okay? Also, this guy was blonde, but also he bleached his hair even blonder than that. So this guy looked like a real piece of shit, okay? Like, he was so white and blonde that if I had just looked at him and gone like this, come on, man. He would have gone like this. No, I'm not. So I couldn't help it, and I looked at him in the mirror, and out loud I go like this. Oh, cool, a vampire is here. And he heard me say it, but also he saw my mouth say it in the mirror. But he didn't do anything, so I feel like I won, you know? Like, I feel like I won the day.
There's like five words that if you say them, you lose your job, money, friends, you get shamed. That's like the worst game show ever, you know?
Hi, I'm your host of the new show, Don't Say That. Today, we're going to go into that grocery store and try to get a guy to say faggot. Here we go. Hey, sir, how's it going? So, hey, I'm the host of the new TV show, Don't Say That. So, hey, I see you're just shopping around, and you got your cart half full, and you're running your errands, and that's cool, man. So I was just wondering, man, so say you were shopping and doing your thing, everything was going about, you know, just like it is, and then all of a sudden a gay guy bumped in you, huh? What might you think about that guy? What might you think about that guy, huh?
I don't know, you know, I don't think it really matters, your sexuality. I think if someone bumps into you, it's just plain annoying, so I would just leave it at that.
Yeah. No, look, I get it, man. And hey, buddy, I'm on your side, okay? I'm just saying, you know, what if he bumped into you and what if he was like really gay, you know what I mean? What if he was just like roller skating on by, you know, and he hip checked you? And then maybe you grew up in the South. What?
Oh, well, then I might think he's a faggot.
Oh, you lose 10 grand.
Join us next episode where we go into Costco and try to get the manager to say retard.